You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
According to recent data from Trade Me Jobs, a 16.4% year-on-year increase in job listings in January has caused difficulty for employers to hire the people they need. I spoke to head of Trade Me Jobs, Jeremy Wade, about what this means for employees as well as people in the job market, and started off by asking the reasons behind this hiring difficulty.
I think it's coming from a couple of things. Firstly, the market is just going gangbusters. I mean, this is the highest the market's been in New Zealand for at least 6 years. And the main reason that's happening is because of the growth in construction and services, particularly as a result of, obviously, initially the Christchurch earthquake, more recently the Kaikoura quake, and then, of course, all the infrastructure projects going on, particularly in Auckland.
Overall, what has activity on Trade Me Jobs been like this year compared to previous years? For example, amount of jobs listed versus the amount of people applying for the jobs?
Yeah, so job listings, things are up over 16% year on year for January. So that obviously shows that side of the market is very strong. But on the other side of the market, applications per listing are down. Now, obviously, in one sense, you would expect that to happen if there is a large increase in jobs, which is not matched by a number of people looking for jobs. But it has been surprising to us the extent of that decline. And what that says to me is, for a lot of people, they're being choosier about the jobs they choose to look at and apply for.
And also, what sectors of work do you think have been impacted the most by this?
Yeah, the biggest ones are construction, trades and services, and hospitality, which for the last year now have been showing growth consistently above 20% year on year.
What does this mean for employees and employers in this area and also people in the job market?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think for employers, obviously there's been a lot of talk on the immigration side and whether we should be getting more talent in from offshore. But putting that aside for a moment, for employers, I think they just need to be thinking a little bit more laterally. Sometimes maybe experience being less of a prerequisite and more emphasis put on the desire and ability of a person to adapt to a new role. On the job seeker side, and there's obviously still, even in this market, plenty of situations for some people where they actually still can't get a job. Anecdotally, we hear about people applying for 100 jobs and having no joy. But I think for job seekers, it's also about trying to stand out, being a bit more proactive. I know myself, having received applications where, it's not even addressed to the right person or to the right organisation. So taking some time to customise your CV, customise your application for that, and maybe even a follow-up phone call once you have sent in that application, just to really show you're keen and how you suit that role.
And also, what age groups do you think are maybe not being as active, or what age groups are more active on Trade Me Jobs?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think we don't actually analyse that data, so I can't answer it directly. What I would say is certainly consistently happening overseas as well, where people in that sort of 18 to 24 category increasingly are finding it harder to get work, and so I could only assume that's probably happening in New Zealand as well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.